Van Loo had more to worry about than just bad press. On August 31, 1861, the Confederate Congress had escalated its campaign against suspected Unionists, passing the Sequestration Act to seize their property. Women were targeted as well as men. The day after Davis suspended the writ of habeas corpus, Winder arrested Palmer and 24 other prominent Unionists. The import-export merchant and other detainees with powerful friends on the outside managed to win quick release, and authorities were still hesitant to punish upper-class women. Even so, Van Loo began damage control. To demonstrate her loyalty and calm neighbors, she brought baskets of books and flowers to the South Carolina soldiers and began ministering to rebels in their hospitals. At Church Hill, she also took in as a boarder George Gibbs, who had replaced Todd as the head of Ligon Prison, hoping the captain and his family would offer some protection against authorities raiding the house. But Van Loo refused to be intimidated, even though Confederate officers continued to warn her that she was paying too much attention to federal prisoners. Her mother, Eliza, who at 73 had grown weaker as 1862 began, kept up the public front, offering refuge for hungry and wounded rebel soldiers, while Elizabeth continued to work on behalf of the Union men. Ironically, her circle of dissidents grew after Winder's March arrests. As frightening as the security sweep was for all of them, the crackdown enabled Van Loo and other Unionists to identify one another and come together. They soon coalesced around Van Loo as their unofficial leader, their work becoming more than lessening the suffering of prisoners. The Union soldiers they helped escape provided Northern newspapers with evidence of Confederate government repressiveness and the Unionist surfacing in the South.